I am joined by our good friend John Billups, the mayor of the city of Burlington, also does a lot of great work with Burlington Notre Dame. John, always a pleasure to have you in here.
Well, good morning, Colin. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, thanks.
Good. You bet.
All right, we're going to talk about some things. Let's start with Burlington Notre Dame. A couple of big things going right there. Pot of Blue and Gold.
That's right. Our Pot of Blue and Gold is fully underway. That's our Pot of Blue and Gold $100,000 raffle. You buy a ticket for $100. You have a 1 in 53 chance of winning either the $100,000 or one of the other 74 cash prizes. We'll be selling those tickets now until May 21st, which will be our prize drawing day. You know, the great thing about the Pot of Blue and Gold raffle, unlike the lottery and some other things, someone's going to win. In fact, 75 people are going
to
win.
They won't have to do...
It's guaranteed.
They won't have to do what? Wait, 10 tries for
no,
somebody?
No, no. 75 people are going to win. And we have tickets out you can register at a lot of businesses for free tickets, and we also have tickets out for sale. All that's promoted on our Burlington Notre Dame Facebook page, which is wide open. You can go in and take a look. Actually, we have almost 20 businesses that are supporting us this year and allowing us to have ticket drawings in their store. So you can go in there weekly and register for tickets. So everything's going good. You know, we just wrapped up Notre Dame. We just wrapped up the girls and boys basketball season and, of course, wrestling. We were state champs. We've had four state titles in a couple of years here. So Notre Dame's rocking and rolling. Our students are going. We're going to graduate most of them and have them go on to either 2 or 4 year schools and some straight to work. So great times.
Just all around seems like it's been a really good year for Burlington school sports in general.
Yeah, Burlington is rocking. My alma mater, I had the boys team went to the state tournament for the first time in a long time. Back when I was a kid is when they went.
Yeah.
And so it was great to see that. And you know what? There's some young players there. I can't wait to see what that program does, too.
We looked it up, and so far in the tournament, actually throughout the tournament, the team that gave Ames the closest game for their stint was Burlington,
yeah.
Which that's got to be something that they can hang their hat on.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Really. I'm very, very proud of all our schools in Burlington. And, you know, it's really a great time to be a Burlingtonian.
Yeah,
to be honest with you.
That's got to bring just a general good spirit to the city as a whole, I would think.
You bet. I agree.
Despite whatever inter-school rivalries there might be.
Yeah. But, well, you know, the schools cooperate so much anymore. You know, like Burlington and Notre Dame, they combine on a couple programs like track and football, and then they compete against each other in other sports. And then same thing with BHS. We've always had a friendly rivalry with them, but – you know, they're a much bigger school than we are. By the same token, the kids all get along, and it's always good to see them play each other.
Absolutely. And so back to Pot of Blue and Gold real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, have the donation numbers, had they been affected really by the pandemic at all? Because now that we're sort of fingers crossed on the tail end of this thing,
yeah.
I would think you would start maybe see donations change in frequency or...
I tell you what, the community has always supported Notre Dame really well. I mean, we don't receive school property tax dollars, so basically we survive on tuition. Now, we do receive some other federal and state government programs, but really, Pot of Blue and Gold is, for us, it's our biggest fundraiser, and it goes to our teachers' salaries and benefits, retirements, some curriculum needs, and some technology, but the focus is really the teachers. That's why it was started. We have an endowment fund we put that money into, and it allows us to reward our teachers because, it's like I said, it's no secret we're a small school. We don't receive school property tax dollars, so we really rely on our fundraisers to help us out. And it's been going for quite a few years now, and it's, you know, like I said, there's been, I think it's our 24th year, and there's been 24 winners. So, but as to your question, no, we've received great support. The last 2 years that we've done the Pot of Blue and Gold, we've getting closer and closer to selling out because we only sell 4,000 tickets. That's why the odds are what they are. In fact, if we don't sell 4,000 tickets, your odds are even better. So we've been just over the 3,500 mark the last couple of years, and we're climbing. So we've seen a lot of support for that. Our God's Portion Day, which we moved to the fall, was very successful once again this year, and we really rely on the businesses and merchants of the area to donate stuff. And then we have all families come in and do a benefit auction. And the thing is about both those items, it's not Notre Dame specific. You can we sell tickets all across the states, you know, alums and just friends of Notre Dame alike. So anybody can buy a ticket. Anybody can win.
I'm sure that and that all the donations made for Pot of Blue and Gold really helped teachers and everybody else during the pandemic, because that was a rough time for education as a whole.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, we were blessed. We were able to, after that spring, we were able to get back in school that fall. We went a couple of weeks early to get the kids kind of tuned up, so to speak, and we were able to stay in school all year following some guidelines. And some of those guidelines, like the disinfectant, those type of things are still in place. We are now finally allowing the kids all to eat together in the lunchroom, trying to space them out as much as we can. But, you know, the kids miss that. They miss their hanging out with their friends at lunch rather than having them in different rooms. But our staff and our administration at Notre Dame did a great job getting us through that crisis.
Yeah, absolutely. And there was a lot of people who were very adamant against sort of all these precautions and mandates, but you have to think that safety of the kids has to be top priority.
Well, you know, we live in Iowa where we prize our liberties, right? And so I see both sides of it. I mean, you have to be smart. You have to protect your children. Mm-hmm. And we tried to do that as much as we could. So,
and I'm sure they'll thank you for that. But let's switch gears a little bit, mm-hmm. Maybe talk about some city business. I'm sure anybody that spent some time down on Main and Jefferson in that area, I was down there this weekend, there's construction and community improvement going on left and right.
Yeah, we're definitely a red cone area for the next year. You know, that's the price of progress. We have so much work going on. Harrison's getting ready to start here in the next week, and we'll finish that program, or at least try to get that all done from Main to Central, and have that fixed brand-new road with sewers taken care of. So we're trying to do the whole one-at-a-time approach on that so we don't have to go back there. We have the Tiger Grant work going on. You know, I know boaters are anxious about getting in. We'll try to get at least a stub of docks in on the north side. We're waiting on the mooring poles for the Schrader public docks, which are really nice. And hopefully sooner rather than later, we'll get the south docks open as well. But it's probably going to be midsummer before those go. So in the meantime, you know, when you're ready to put your boat in the water, have it rigged, ready to go, so you can get out of the way for the next person. But we're going to try to make, we're hopefully by the end of that, it'll all be a better boating experience. We also have the FEMA construction going on in the north dock. And then if you look at all the construction, it's going to start up and down Jefferson as well as Main Street. It's going to be messy for a while. Yeah, we just hope the citizens continue to patronize those businesses that are affected. And we hope that people have a little patience for the detours, you know, and realize that we're working hard to take care of some real infrastructure with these programs.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And also, real quick, another project I see downtown is the progress they've made on the new Tama building.
Yeah. It's
so far, for how short a time they've been putting up, it looks like it's progressing really well.
Well, there's one thing that I always say, you always hire local, right? Myers mm-hmm. Construction is on that project, and we're seeing a lot of great progress there. I'm really thankful for Mr. Wells. He went through a horrible slog there after the building burnt down. You know, it took him a long time to get things rolling on it. And then when the building burnt down, he was held up for various reasons. But he stayed in there. He stayed in the game. And we'll have that project. I think they thought that once they started full construction like that, it would be completed within the year. And Merge LLC, which is the old Burlington PD area, should be cranking up here this April.
That's right.
And they also have a contingency purchase on the typewriter shop building, the 300 Washington, for a rehab, and that will take place afterwards. So, and the loft, Blau and Churchill Lofts, you know, Blau's open, running full steam, and Churchill's getting really close. So there's a lot of opportunities to live downtown. Plus, there's, you know, we're seeing some progress on our infill and our housing stock as well in Burlington. So we're working hard. The council is really, we've kind of tipped over everything, looking at everything as far as we're going to be making some changes to our abatement program to try to make it more advantageous to either build or rehab your property here in town. And also looking at some creative things to do with some of our infill lots that are out there. So, you know, it's heady times, but with construction comes mess. So patience, patience, patience. It'll be all worth it in the end.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned all the work going on the docks. That has to be a top on the priority list because, if I remember correctly, Burlington was listed as a stop for the new Viking cruise liner.
Right. Well, we have the Viking and the Steamboat cruises coming in, and the Steamboat cruises we're used to seeing, you know, and unfortunately, we all get kind of complacent about the river, right? I mean, we've grown up next to it. But the Steamboat cruise, those patrons get off the boats and they shop and patronize our merchants, and they also take tours of the town. So we want to put our best foot forward for both them and the Viking cruise ship, which is a four-story ship. They just launched it the other day, and they're getting that finalized for the voyages. So we have some good things coming up. I can't thank Convention and Tourism Bureau enough for that, CVB, for the work that they've taken. That Della and her team up at the Greater Burlington Partnership have really taken the lead on that, and they're going to make sure that Burlington stands out.
Yeah, those guys do a lot of great work all around. And I know this is a topic that's sort of been beaten to death a little bit, but with the addition of these new sand barrels on Cascade Bridge, a lot of people are, I don't want to say questioning the decision, but they want to know about it.
Well, I think that's because it maybe they don't have the full context. You know, since that's been closed since 2008, we've had a half a dozen incidents where someone, whether distracted or other problems, has ended up trying to drive across that bridge. I asked Chad and Nick at Public Works, our Public Works director, to look at a more permanent barricade rather than fences, which are pretty easy to drive through. And so I thought the concrete barriers. Well, obviously, then the city attorneys and the insurance said he can't do that because it stops him cold. So we're going to use the same thing the DOT does. It's a barrel filled with sand. Mm-hmm. They'll be there in case someone would get distracted and try to go across it, and that will prevent them from going in. Because there's liability for the city. If someone, whether we have it all properly signed, but if they drove across that and that bridge collapsed or they lost a life, the city's liable. So we're just doing what we can to protect the city, and then we'll have those for other needs going on. And, you know, I know everybody says, well, Cascade, they're never going to get to it. Well, last night at work session, we approved a firm to do the environmental concern studies. We've already done the cultural study with 7G. Now we'll do the environmental. Those are both steps to replacement, folks. It takes a while, but we are taking actions to replace Cascade Bridge. And if the citizens will let me, I'm going to try and stay until it gets done. So I know it seems like it's taken forever, but your council has taken steps and your city staff has taken steps and continues to move forward on this project.
Yeah, by all accounts, this is not a project you want to rush by any means.
But well, you can't. Yeah, because there's a lot of concerns there. I mean, everybody would like to see Cascade remain the same in rehab, but due to the cost and long-term maintenance, we are going to go with replacement, and it will be a pedestrian and vehicle traffic replacement bridge. You know, I miss MacArthur, but I really like Great River Bridge. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
So we're gonna try to make
change is not always bad.
No, change is not always bad, and we'll make some honorariums to Cascade Bridge. We're talking about using a couple of pieces on the Blackhawk Trails, and there'll be a little signage there documenting the history of it. But the main thing is get the bridge replaced, restore that traffic to one of our both of our gem parks, Crapo and Dankwart. In fact, Dankwart is going to go under a major revision on the playground area with all access playground area and all access equipment, which is something Burlington's needed for decades. So I can't be more happy the progress and the direction we're heading in the city.
I remember the playground. I talked to the man for Public Works about that a few weeks ago, but John Billups, Mayor of the City of Burlington, also with Burlington Notre Dame. Always a pleasure to have you on.
Thanks, Colin.
No problem.